Okay, I realize it's been quite a long time since I've prioritized this podcast, and for that, I am truly sorry that I haven't been consistent with my uploading. And there's been quite a few reasons for that, which I've spoken about recently on the Trefiel Snapchat, and I want to speak to you about today. And I hope there's a few key takeaways in this. One of them is dealing with loss and also about a new chapter starting. So, welcome to episode 25, I believe, of the Love Note. Let's get into it. The truth is, in the last couple of weeks, I have gone through quite a scary and depressing time, even though from the outside perspective and what I show online, it seems a very good life, and it is. Namely, I've suffered a couple of losses recently, and I want to talk about those today. And mostly, it was first the loss of my business and going through the process of closing Trefiel, and as well, my first horse was put to sleep 2 Saturdays ago, which was quite traumatic and surprised me more than I could have realized. I've spoken about what horses mean to me before on my blog, so you can go check that out at medium.com/Lucy Bloomfield. And as well, I'm going to talk a little bit about how important this horse has been in my life. Her name was Annie, and she came to me at quite a different part of my life. I was 16, 17 potentially, and what I went through with Annie was what all of us go through, which is the coming of age period, transitioning from an adolescent to a young adolescent. And she was with me through that, through thick and thin, and was the one constant that I could always lean on. She was absolutely insane, and I say that in the least exaggerated way possible. She was crazy, but she was an incredible horse, and she was beautiful, vibrant, confident, sweet, and the best friend, and best first horse I could have ever asked for. And I think the hardest part about losing her was she didn't die of old age, she died unexpectedly. She got sick, and if you're not a horsey person, she had a sore stomach, and horses aren't able to throw up. So what they do is they roll, and if they roll on the ground too much, they can twist their bowels, and that means surgery or you have to put them to sleep. And basically, that's what happened to my beautiful Annie. Still a little bit painful to think about. It's made me realize how much I'm taking for granted in my life because the last time I saw Annie, I chose to spend time with people and help them with their businesses over spending time with her, and I wish I hadn't. The whole process of going through her death has made me think a lot about what else I'm taking for granted, and how I spend my time is extremely important. It's something I hadn't really considered before, and it made me question whether this podcast was a good investment of my limited time. I think in previous episodes, I haven't been completely happy with the product that or the episode which I'm releasing each week, and that made me question whether this was worth investing my time into further. And I've realized as I sit down to reflect on this month and also think about next month and what I'd like to do as part of my sort of monthly check in on how my life is progressing, I've decided that this podcast is worthwhile pursuing, and I think I need to change the general structure of it in order to make that happen, to in order for me to have enjoyment from this the way I want it to be. So I guess my reason in telling you this is I would like to ask you to come along for a ride with me, because this podcast started out as a self-care and self-love podcast, and I do believe that it will still be about that. But I think part of loving yourself and caring for yourself is talking to people who don't agree with you so that you always have someone to ground you. And that's what I'd like to do. I want this podcast to be about issues that matter. I don't think talking to you about products that you should buy or how to do your makeup is really relevant to making you into a better person and ultimately helping you to overcome some of whatever you're struggling with or some of your scars. I really want that for you. I want everyone to feel as if they're whole, and I know there are so many people that don't. So that's my passion. That's what I want to help you with. And truthfully, that's what I want to help myself with. We're all flawed. We all have scars and things that we carry with us. And I want this to be something which helps all of us become awesome, basically. So I spoke about Annie, and there was one other thing that I spoke about on the Trophy Owl Snapchat, which is Michael and I have decided to shut Trophy Owl, and we won't be selling it to anyone or going any further with it. And it's almost as if two really large chunks of my life have closed, one after the other, within close proximity. Trophy Owl has been a part of my life for the last 2 years, and it has been such an amazing experience. I have met so many wonderful women and have also just gone through the horrifically stressful and long process of figuring out how to build businesses. Now, I have a long way to go with it. I definitely would not call myself an expert, but I do have just enough experience now to know that when I find the next business, I'm going to be able to move a lot faster and do a better job in general, which is so, it's the best thing that I could have asked for from the entire experience. A few people have asked what I'll be doing instead. I honestly have no idea. And I think that's another part of the reason why I haven't been able to talk about it any sooner, is because I haven't really known what is the next thing. That's terrifying for someone who plans her life. Anyway, I'm getting really off track now. But regardless, I just wanted to fill you in and let you know that I'm going to be putting more time into the podcast again, and it's going to be able to slot into my life a little easier now that Trophy Owl is coming to a close. And I'm really excited to start talking to more people and sharing all of the awesome lessons that I'm learning as I travel and go through my life and talk to people about their life and their lessons. And I'm really excited to bring you along for the ride. I'm excited to share this with you, and I'm looking forward to staying in touch with a lot of you who have known me from Trophy Owl. So, if you're listening to this, that was a really long-winded way of me telling you what's been happening in my life, that I'm back and I'm really looking forward to going on to this next chapter with you. I truly am. So, with all that said, I hope you are having an incredible weekend, and I will talk to you soon.